We in this body, generally speaking, have worked together to try to come up with a piece of legislation that meets the balance. This amendment, to me, adds that component that meets the balance.
Rather than twisting the arms of Tea Party extremists, just work with moderates from both parties to pass bipartisan legislation.
We've been trying to get through this, but it's not easy. And I'm sure my colleagues haven't been able to do so.
All right, so you heard in that mix there, Senator Bob Corker, Senator Jeff Sessions, and Senator Harry Reid, all three on immigration. Hey, everybody. How do you feel about our borders being locked and sealed? And we're locked and loaded on the other side of that. Well, the Senate signaled its support for sure, Monday anyway, right now, for a bipartisan measure on border security. But how far will it go? Supposedly a sweeping blueprint that promises, my friends, is the key word here to overhaul what our policies are for the first time since 1986. You know, the problem was in 1986, it was fine. The law was on the books. It would have worked. But nobody enforced it. Everybody wanted cheap labor. So they went ahead and did that. And that was very, very costly. And we see where it's now ended up. Rand Paul, by the way, the senator from Kentucky, says he absolutely won't support the immigration bill. The Senate bill, I think, is going to be an impossible sell in the House anyway. And then when you talk about the pages and pages and pages that nobody's read in this Senate bill, which is 1,200 pages now, plus tack on this giant border surge immigration amendment, and the number jumps up there. So that's what it's called. And what the border surge amendment is, it would require 20,000 more border agents to complete the 700 miles of fence along the boundary with our neighbors to the third world country, because that's what Mexico certainly is. The haves and the have-nots definitely live and breathe in that country, and then come up through South American, Central American, crossover into the United States, deploy about $3.2 billion in technology upgrades, similar to equipment used by what we have our forces use in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then see what other resources we might need along every area on the border, because that makes sense. What happens in Arizona, where it's more porous, might be different from what happens in California or what happens in Texas or some of the other border states. So it's interesting, the list. They have a list. They've actually broken down the list from place to place. Because you have, we know the main sections, I might as well spell them out for you, Arizona, Tucson, Yuma, you have San Diego, California, that's a big port of entry there, and you have the checkpoints at El Centro. I've been to all of these, by the way, El Centro in California, and you've got checkpoints at Zaragoza and El Paso, the Zaragoza Bridge, which connects El Paso to Juarez. Juarez is the worst place in the world. It's like hell on earth if you cross over that bridge. It used to be you could go over, get your bottle of Kahlua, spend a little money there, have a nice time, bring back some pottery. Now you're lucky if you could even cross back over the bridge. And so that's one of the scarier points. And in Big Bend, Texas, there's another point of entry there where people can cross over to as well. Del Rio, Texas. Texas has a lot of sparse areas where people come across, Laredo and several other spots. And every single checkpoint is a little bit different, whether they're going to have fixed cameras, they're going to have mobile surveillance cameras and video, whether they're going to have sensor repeaters, what specifically they'll have, card readers. It just depends on what we're talking about. Black Hawk helicopters are saying that would be key. Marine vessels, you know, really, really be serious about this and lock her up. Because if everything on the list that I saw with the handheld equipment, with the ground sensor, seismic, imaging, infrared, all of that, if every single thing on the list happened in all of those entry points, I'd say we have a really good chance to secure our borders. A really, really good chance. But what kind of chance does this amendment have of passing? Not sure about that. And the reason is because even in rectifying this with the House won't do that. I think the House, it'll be just that much tougher to push it through. And I have to say, they're talking about almost something like the Berlin Wall, of course, more modernized, with a whole bunch of human factor surveillance cameras, all of that kind of stuff that would be all the way along the border if this gets approved. If it gets approved. And I'll tell you, I didn't think this would happen. I thought this would be kicked through till the next year, but maybe the House surprises me. And nobody's read the bill, so if there's any little nuggets that could come out of that that might jump out and just bite us, we won't know because we're talking about 1,200 pages. What politician, they need cliff notes on everything. What politician has the time to read the entire thing? The answer is no. There aren't any politicians that we know of currently that could do that. All right, the game of cat and mouse between the United States and Edward Snowden, who is the whistleblower when it comes to the NSA, has gotten bigger, badder, and meaner because the U.S. revoked his passport. He's facing espionage charges. And Julian Assange has become his great ally, the WikiLeaks founder, who lawyered him up, got a couple of people around him, experts. They're helping get him officially entered into Ecuador. The president there, Rafael Correa, hates the United States, hates it, and probably would love nothing better than to fling it in the state's face that they're keeping Snowden there. They've talked about Cuba. They've talked about a whole bunch of other places. But, geez, it just looks like Ecuador is so much more in play, although I can tell you this. I said this on a previous show. I have great sources in Ecuador. We took the show there, as you know, and I've hit them all up. There's three of them, one in Quito and two in the Guayaquil area, and they say there has been nothing. There's been lots of conversations and excitement over the possibility, but that it has not happened. At this point, it has not happened. Affirmative action was heavily on the minds of a lot of people in the Supreme Court today, with a ruling that actually sidesteps what could have been a huge explosion in Washington, D.C. of the verbal kind. But a 7-1 decision avoided constitutional issues with affirmative action. So they sidestepped a big decision. I'll explain that on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At Strawbridge Lake. This is a big one, folks. The Supreme Court decides they're not going to really rule on overall school admission policies when it comes to race. That's the affirmative action. So instead, they toss the case, as I said, back to the lower courts for their further review. They did affirm, because it was a 7-1 decision, they affirmed the use of race in the admission process, but made it harder for institutions to use the policy to achieve diversity. So that does put a little bit of a chink in the armor of trying to just keep it status quo. Even the girl who ran this up the flagpole, Abigail Noel Fisher, who was rejected from her dream school, the University of Texas, in 2008, she was a high school senior and she was applying and she was rejected. And other people that got in because they pushed to find out, she found out that less qualified minority students were accepted. And so then that led to what became this big push to have it go all the way maybe up to the Supreme Court, which it did. Interesting, isn't it? So we'll see what comes of it in the lower courts. The university itself said they were encouraged by the decision. The University of Texas was watching this closely, as any university in the hot seat would, and they just released a pretty short, simple statement saying they remain committed to assembling a student body at UT that provides the educational benefits of diversity on campus while respecting the rights of students and acting within the constitutional framework established by the court. That's pretty interesting. Probably took them a couple of days to write that. So, what does it mean? it means that the court reaffirmed other decisions, because they've had this come up a few times in a different form, allowing for a limited use of race-conscious public policies, so that everybody knows what the public policy is. And it's exactly what I let you hear with the University of Texas school president Bill Powers said. Then you have what Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote in the majority opinion. He said the attainment of a diverse student body serves value beyond race alone, including enhanced classroom dialogue and the lessering of racial isolation and stereotypes. Isn't that interesting? Because I think it could also breed that. And it depends on the university, depends on what's happening in admissions with the people that are applying. So how about that? Kennedy said that the university has to prove the means chosen to attain diversity. That part's the big part. They can't ignore that and make sure that it's narrowly tailored to what the goal is. For the highest level of legal standard, is what he's saying, has to be met before an institution uses diversity programs. How about that? That's why there's just a little bit of daylight in it. And trust me, I would not be in a different form. This gets kicked back up, I bet you, again. Because if you go back to 2003... they said in limited circumstances, they could tailor their admission policy to consider an applicant's race. So, yeah, 52,000 students is what they have at the University of Texas. And as a whole, African Americans, it's just an interesting little gem about this. African Americans make up about 12% of the overall population, but only make up 5 or 6% of the University of Texas's admission. So 12% of the overall population, but that's what they're getting for admissions, and that's what started that whole fighting about that. And that's a big, big decision in a sense, because they actually hammering it down, they stepped away from hammering it down. This is one that they're just tossing off at this point. But adding a couple of little caveats to it that would have to be part of what anybody looks at, part of what the whole process is of culling through the applications. Let's put it that way. How's that? Pretty big. All right, a couple of other things to throw out there when it comes to the Supreme Court. You know, moving forward with them, because you got basically a week, maybe 2 weeks, and then they're out the door. They've got a couple of other huge decisions that are coming down the pike. So while the affirmative action, the need for affirmative action or the need to not have affirmative action is dissected across the land, the other thing that's going to really come down and swing us hard and have, I think, a lot of differing opinions is the gay marriage question. And specifically because we're talking about a couple of different things, DOMA is one of them, and the other, and in part of that, is talking about rights of partners. So if somebody has a lifelong married partner because they're in one of those states, why wouldn't they have the right to be able to have health care and any other benefits that could be afforded to, that would be afforded to a married couple. So this is the one that people are waiting on. They're waiting to see, there's two different versions of it. They're waiting to see cases. They're still waiting to see what the ruling is on those cases. And that's going to have just massive, massive rippling effects, I think, across this country. The Gay Alliance is already gearing up for celebrations because they think it's going to be historic, and I think there's going to be massive celebrations over that. And there's a range of possibilities on the gay marriage question. There might be a way to kind of step around it. And especially when we're talking about Prop 8, Defense of Marriage, that's the federal law that defines marriage as the union of a man and a woman, and therefore keeps legally married gay Americans from collecting the benefits that I was just talking about that married people would have. The court could strike down dozens of state laws that limit marriage to heterosexual couples, but it could also uphold gay marriage bans or say nothing meaningful at all about the issue. So they might not do that. They might surprise a few people and not actually come out swinging. I think I would be surprised by that, but it's a real possibility to let it get talked about further, to let this just salivate more, you know, salivate isn't the right word, marinate more, I guess. And the outcome is they could uphold Prop 8. They could strike it down. If they uphold it, it would leave gay Californians without the right to marry in the state, and tell the 36 states that do not allow same-sex marriages that there's no constitutional problem in limiting marriage to a man and a woman. So I don't think they'll do that. If they strike it down, it would be a victory for the gay population for sure, although some states already treat gay and straight couples the same in almost all the aspects of their lives through civil unions or domestic partnerships. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to introduce you to the Hungarian ambassador, who's very excited about what they're doing with Hungary and the Smithsonian in the next couple of weeks, some of the celebrations there. He's also a guy who escaped communism in the 50s, so he talks about coming to the United States and then having the opportunity to go back to Hungary. And he throws in a few other thoughts about some famous people that I asked him about, like Pulitzer, you know, Pulitzer Prize. He was of Hungarian origin. So stay with us. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
Government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. 571-7702 or click bensdiscountsupply.com. For camping, home, or bug out location, bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guest waiting in our virtual green room, George Zapari. He is the Hungarian ambassador. You can catch him in Washington, D.C., getting ready for some true excitement. The Hungarian Heritage Festival, Roots to Revival, is what it's actually called. It's part of a Smithsonian program, and it's very, very big, and it's happening in the next couple of days and all the way through, actually, July 7th. Ambassador, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Hi, good evening.
Tell us about Roots to Revival and some of the highlights that people might see. What's unique to your country?
Okay, this will feature music, dance, arts and crafts, food, wine, Hungarian food. And what we want to demonstrate is the diversity of the culture, of the origin of the culture of Hungary. Hungary is in the crossroads of East and West and South and South and North, and we would like to feature all the components of the Hungarian culture. For instance, in the food, we want to show typical Hungarian food, but also Hungarian food was very much influenced, for instance, by the Jewish traditions, because there is a very large community of Jewish community in Hungary. We would like to show that. The same thing in the music. We show music also, for instance, klezmer music, which is a very, very nice music of featuring old Hebrew Jewish songs with Hungarian motifs. And also in the arts and crafts, we would like to show what's in Hungary or what is in the neighboring countries, in Romania, Slovakia, in Serbia, where large Hungarian communities live. So this is a this is a very, what would I say, a very lively composition of demonstrating Hungarian culture. And the roots of revival really wants to show that there is a new movement in Hungary to rediscover the old popular culture and mix it with new Hungarian features, like in the music. We will have a jazz show where there is classical jazz mixed with again Hungarian motifs of the Hungarian music, folk music.
Yeah, well, do you anticipate, because I'm sure this is what the Smithsonian is certainly hoping for, and yourself as well, that you'll draw people in who have roots from Hungary, from all over the country, to come and celebrate, as you just described so well, the music and the culture and the dancing and all that stuff, that they'll be able to, when they come to Washington, they can really immerse themselves in that, and they'll get that feeling by going to the Smithsonian?
Yes. On the one hand, there is a large diaspora, Hungarian diaspora in Hungary, and there are many volunteers. We call for volunteers, and many volunteers from across the United States are coming here to guide the people through the Hungarian exhibit on the National Mall in Washington. But there are also visitors coming. We were from of Hungarian. Of the Hungarian diaspora, we were reaching out to them via the social media, Facebook, Twitter, our homepage. But also, we would like to draw in our American friends and tourists to come in. We will, for instance, have an area where Hungarian dance would be shown, and people will come in and be able to dance together with the trainers who will be there, who will be showing how to dance the Hungarian music. There will be an area for children where they can familiarize themselves with some of the artifacts of the Hungarian culture, folks culture, and they will be able to participate. So we would like to draw in people into the activities. There's a big area where there will be constantly music and dance during the festival, and there will be an area where people would be explaining what is the Hungarian culture, what's going on when there is people is asking what is this artifact, what is about this, or what is the origin of that music. There will be a place where people would constantly explain what's going on.
Ambassador, you have in Hungary, one of the things that Hungarian people brought to the United States, and certainly still that tradition thrives there, is agriculture and sustainable agriculture. I think the Hungarian people are very proud of this, and I'm assuming this is one of the things that you're going to highlight when you talk about the traditions, the culture of that, and now what still is a living tradition. Will you also tell people about that, and so they can learn more about the roots of what's been in Hungary and what still continues to thrive there?
Yeah, there will be. I mean, this would be centered around the food court, and there would be a food court where there would be a demonstration of the Hungarian cuisine, how they make it. You cannot eat there. You have to go across the aisle where they will be selling it. So in one part, they will be showing it, how they cook it, and explain what is in it. And then you can cross across the aisle and buy it there. And there will be also a place where you can buy Hungarian wines. There will be a demonstration of what type of wines the Hungarians are producing. And then you can, of course, buy their a glass of wine or two. And taste it. So this is part of the festival, and we would like to show what culture has been in Hungary, what it has provided for the European culture, and part of it has survived, of course, in the United States, or has come to the United States via the Hungarian diaspora who has settled here in the United States over the last 100 years.
Yeah, we're speaking with the Hungarian ambassador, George Zapari. And, Mr. Ambassador, over the years, of course, there have been many contributions from some very famous Hungarians. One that I know well is Joseph Pulitzer, meaning that so many in my profession try to win, you know, the Pulitzer Prize. I don't know how many people realize that Pulitzer, Joseph Pulitzer, is actually Hungarian-born American journalist publisher, but there certainly have been others. Was there somebody as a kid growing up, who did you hear about? What Hungarian was always talked about in your household?
Yes, Hungarians who came to the United States, there are, you know, Thaler, who was sort of credited with discovering the atomic bomb, Neumann, who was a famous mathematician, or Tom Lantos, who has been the Holocaust survivor, who became a member of the Congress and was chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee. And, you know, few people know that on a per capita basis, Hungary has 10 million people. On a per capita basis, there are more Nobel Prize winners than the United States has. It's a small country that has provided in the cultural area, of course, music like Bartok and Kodály and Liszt, but also more closer to our time in the movie area. For instance, Andy Brody, who played in the Pianist in this famous film, is a Hungarian, or Joe Esterhaz, a very famous screen writer, is also Hungarian. He left also in 1956, like I did, in 1956 at the time of the revolution against the Soviet occupation. I returned to Hungary in 1990 at the time of the change in regime. And I lived here in the United States in Washington, D.C. for 27 years. And we have also famous movie photographers like Vilmos Zsigmond and Laszlo Kovács, very famous. One day we'll be coming here for the Smithsonian Festival. We will show some of the movies that they photographed, and they people would be able to talk to them and ask them questions. So this is Hungary's contribution to the world. And particularly those who live here in the United States.
One last question, Mr. Ambassador. So you mentioned Joe Esterhaus and yourself and getting out 1956 revolution, come to the United States, then you get to go back in the 90s, and now you're in this role. What kind of a transition was that for you to leave the country, be immersed in the United States, and then go back? I would have to assume you're very proud to be able to go back in the 90s.
Yeah, that was, you know, I always had a dream, and my dream was that I would live the time when communism is over. And I knew that communism was an aberration of history. I knew that it would be over at one point. The question was whether I would live the time when it's over, and I was very, very happy that it did happen in my lifetime.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and everybody listening, check it out, Hungarian Heritage Roots to Revival, happening at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, D.C., starts June 26th all the way through July 7th. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on ATM. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
So, Horace, you might have taken...
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. the guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, of We Can Count. You know, my philosophy is we can trace everything back to numbers. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. You just have to think about it because things are tied to numbers, whether it's money, it's always about follow the money and you'll see, or whether it's talking about quantifying or qualifying something, we usually go back to the numbers. And speaking of numbers, it took 2 goals and 17 seconds, and that was the difference for the Chicago Blackhawks, knocking off the Boston Bruins to hoist Lord Stanley and to be the Stanley Cup champions, to be crowned once again for the second time in 4 years. Huge. It really looked like there was going to be a game seven, or at least overtime, when things were tied up, and sure enough, things turned in a much different direction, all because of a couple of key goals. It's never over until it's over, and that proves the point in what happened in that game, because quickly things turned around. Where is he? When will he? What will happen? Some of the questions surrounding Edward Snowden, the whistleblower who dumped a bunch of NSA secret programs on the world and now has had his passport revoked by the United States. What happens next? He's waiting on a charge of espionage if he were to come back to the United States, so that's not going to happen. Now it's a question of a couple of different countries that have been in the mix. The countries in the mix are four of them: Cuba, Russia, China, and Ecuador. Ecuador is the most likely, and that's where he said to be headed. He's with an entourage of people trying to help him from Julian Assange's organization, WikiLeaks. So it makes complete sense because the Ecuadorians have been protecting him in London as he is staying holed up in their embassy. If he were to step foot outside of the embassy, they would arrest him and they would extradite him, Julian Assange, back to Sweden to face some other charges, including rape. But that has not happened in the entire time that he's been there. So the FBI Director Robert Mueller called his counterpart at Russia's Federal Security Service twice. There's your number on Monday concerning Snowden, and nothing. Has not found out anything about the potential of where, oh, where does he go next. There's only been some serious conversations about the places that I mentioned, including Ecuador, and Ecuador makes sense because they don't care about the United States and they don't have an extradition policy with the United States. The White House, by the way, says it's going to respond to any petition on its website that gathers more than 100,000 signatures in 30 days. Guess what has? Snowden, his petition passed the threshold of 100,000 over the weekend, more than 110,000. It's way beyond that now. It's calling on the White House to pardon Snowden. That is what the call is. Certainly not looking that way. And in what Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, is saying, that they're looking at charges and they've already revoked. They've already got the charge ready. They've already revoked the passport. And now it's a question of how strained will the relationships be with China or with Russia. And that's all they're saying at this point. That's it. They don't want to say anything else other than look out for once we get a hold of this guy, if we can get a hold of him. And from what I hear, they desperately would like to be able to try Edward Snowden and say the letter of the law is on the government's favor. But do you believe that? I think it's very gray. There's a gray area in here, and the people around Snowden are trying to exploit that, trying to help him, because they know how to deal with that, as they've already dealt with that with Julian Assange's organization, WikiLeaks, and with what's happened with him. Fair trial, would it be impossible in the U.S.? The Ecuadorians are saying that. There's your big hint that probably, yeah, he's already in Ecuador, though I cannot confirm that. This is a creepy thing. They're testing some human remains in New York. What's unusual about that is it's a gangster case, and it's Jimmy the Gent Burke. They think that the late gangster, they may have found his remains. On Wednesday night, investigators at Ozone Park in Queens finished the search for the remains, possibly connected to a case that happened before 96. I guess that part's pretty interesting. The house is owned where they found the remains. The house is owned by the gent's daughter, Catherine, who hasn't had much to say. He died, and in his obituary that year, 96, in his obituary in the New York Times, it said he was serving a 20-year-to-life sentence in a New York prison when he fell ill with cancer. Remember, Robert De Niro, you might know this, played Burke as Jimmy Conway in the 1990 Martin Scorsese movie Goodfellas. And Burke is probably best known, for people who are up on their mob history, as the alleged mastermind of the 1978 Lufthansa heist. That was a big one. $8 million they got away with at JFK Airport. Largest robbery at that time in our history. And the Burke and his friends were closely associated with members of a Lucchese crime family, which was huge back in the day. So will they find out that these remains are actually his? That is pretty interesting. That is a big story from that perspective, thinking of the history of Jimmy the Gent Burke and the things that are cannot tied to him, rather, from actually a historical point of view. They think they have it, so that remains to be seen. All right, on to a couple of more numbers for you. The IRS has found more screening lists. Oh, joy, joy, joy. This time they're saying, you know, some of these could be on a liberal bent, and they're not saying much else. They're just confirming that they're on the lookout for, they found things that said BOLO on them, meaning be on the lookout for lists, and they use the criteria for targeting liberal groups after an inspector's report made public last month that the IRS had used words like Tea Party to determine possible extra security, but they were also doing it on the other side, apparently, too. So they're looking at a wide range of tests. And use of some of the conservative labels for further screening stopped in May of last year when the IRS was first notified of what that practice was. Oh, did you realize you were doing this? No. Well, who was doing it? Who got the order? And that still is very much in flux. We don't know now at this point. So with this review, Werfel, Danny Werfel, who is the interim acting IRS director, was given 30 days to complete a review, and the House Ways and Means Committee has scheduled a hearing for Thursday on the report, as Werfel is the lone witness. So there you go. He had 30 days. What's he going to come up with in this report? If he's burning the midnight oil as much as it appears to be, it'll be interesting to see all of the areas that have come up that we weren't really quite as aware of. So what he ultimately lays out there, he says there's other things that have happened, and it's pretty bad stuff on both sides of the aisle, meaning liberal or conservative. James Gandolfini, we told you about him. We're going to talk about James Gandolfini's impact on theater and the character Tony Soprano in our next show with Stephen Shohat from Hollywood. But his body has been flown back to the United States, and his funeral has been set for Thursday in Manhattan.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.